This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 231 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about her new computer and all the adventures surrounding that new computer. We're going to talk about the third game of the Mississippi State Ole Miss baseball series this past weekend. We're going to break down a couple of things that we have cooked and enjoyed lately. And it's my turn for five favorites. Remember that if you want to check out some of the things that we love and enjoy and use a whole bunch, you can find most of them on our Amazon shop at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And as always, we are so happy you're here, and we hope you enjoy episode 231. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Okay, I've got to tell you about State's baseball game yesterday, just
okay,
real quick.
Okay, I want to know. Yes, please.
I've got to remember it. I've got to revisit it. It's a happy memory. So State this past weekend played Ole Miss in Starkville.
Mm-hmm.
It was obviously a very big series for us. It was Super Bowl dog weekend, which is, you know, spring football game, the whole thing. So we won Friday night, Ole Miss won Saturday, and then we played yesterday for the deciding game in the series.
So huge.
It's a big deal, right?
Yeah.
So there's a huge crowd in Starkville for the game. We are not at the game. I did look at one point for tickets, and they were going for about $450 a piece.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh. For a baseball game. For one college baseball game. So, we're home, and it's the sixth inning. Ole Miss is winning 4-2, I believe.
Okay.
We get a run in. It's 4-3. There is a point, and so they switch pitchers. They switch pitchers again. Then they bring in a guy named Taylor Broadway. So, they bring in Taylor Broadway. And we have bases loaded, and a senior named Tanner Allen is coming up to bat. Now, Tanner Allen has been a great baseball player his whole time at State. And I'm here to tell you, as he gets ready to go up against Taylor Broadway, he walks up to that plate looking like Eric Church. Like, he's got his glasses on, like he likes it. He's got his sunglasses on. He has a mohawk you can't see, like where he has literally shaved each side of his head. Has a mohawk.
I love it.
With a little attitude. And so he comes up to the plate and he hits a triple. That apparently the velocity of that ball after he hit it was over 100 miles an hour. Like, he clocks it. The stadium erupts because he hits it all the way out to center field. So it's way out there. Mm-hmm. And so he goes around the bases. We have three guys who come in. suddenly it's, so we're up 7-4 and he slides into third. Like, I don't, I mean, yeah, he kind of needed to, he needed to slide, but it was more dramatic because he slid. He slides into third and he hops up. And I mean, that stadium, it's just madness. It's so loud. I mean, it's a triple. Death. It's Ole Miss.
Oh, yeah.
And Eric Church has hit a triple and it's come around. It was glorious. I watched it, I don't know, 8 or 9 times last night.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Well, I had seen the clip. Was it from Friday night's game when y'all's catcher made that amazing throw to second base?
Yes, indeed. Logan Tanner is our catcher. And a guy struck out and he threw the ball to second. And it was a double play. I mean, like in the sense of like strike, like they struck out and he threw him out. It was amazing.
It was incredible. Yeah. It was incredible. Listen, y'all are on fire.
Well, I don't really know how this thing's, we got to go to Vanderbilt this weekend, but I'm just going to tell you that it is amazing and maybe not healthy. I'm not saying this is the healthiest thing. I'm not even saying it's not a tiny bit idolatrous, but what I'm telling you is it does so much for me when there is an amazing baseball play, series of plays. Like, it was the kind of thing, like, we were down, you know, going into the sixth inning, and then the guys just come up, and you know how hitting's contagious anyway, and they just all start getting base hits, you know, just ding, 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 base hits. But that triple, even better because of the way Tanner Allen approached that plate. Really, like, when he walked up, I thought, well, if his walk-up song were something by Eric Church, I would not be at all surprised.
Yes.
But just, I mean, sports, you know, they're just great. They're great. And the Aggies beat Arkansas yesterday.
We did. We beat Arkansas. We're having a rough season. We're having a rough season. And I'm going to tell you the final score, I believe, was 11-10. So clearly it was a defensive struggle, is what I can say.
Right.
When I saw that score, because I didn't watch it because my friend Height was in town yesterday. And so that's a whole other story. But when I saw the final score, I was like, so what you're telling me is that by the third game, we were both kind of out of some pitching,
right?
I feel like is what a 10-11 score tells me. But hey, we took one and they're number one right now. So
yeah,
that was, you know, that was good. But
good.
I don't think that we're going to have much like postseason play is what I'm saying. It just hadn't been a great year, but you know, it is what it is. But hey, at least they're playing. I don't even care. Like, I mean, you know, sports are sports.
Yeah. Well, you know, State's got Vanderbilt. Who knows? You don't ever know how it's going to go. It's such a tough conference and the whole thing, but there are things about college baseball that are so different than other sports. And part of it's because of the size of the arena, you know, it feels more connected. I mean, there were guys in the right field at State this past weekend. I can't even imagine what John Rhys Plumlee had to listen to, you know, with the guys hanging over the outfield fence, just steadily talking. Yeah. I don't know. I just love it. And then, like, I guess it was yesterday when our best relief pitcher comes out in the ninth inning to close the game. His name's Landon Sims. He's amazing. The whole stadium stands up and gives him a standing ovation as he walks out because they're so, like, you know, I don't know. There's just a real a connection between baseball players and baseball fans that's
fun. It's fun. Yeah, it's super fun. I love it. That to me is the fun of it. I know we have a right fielder that really plays to the student crowd and it just makes it super. I love that whole atmosphere.
Hey, it's me, here to take a quick break to tell you about my favorite obsession, Best Fiends. Y'all know how much I love Best Fiends because sometimes I just need a break for my brain, especially now that we're in spring of Caroline's senior year and everything is moving way too fast and my to-do list is crazy. I need to do something that gets my mind off of all the stresses of life and what we need to buy for her dorm and all the things that I need to do. And so I spend a lot of time playing Best Fiends to keep my mind off the sadness of knowing that she's about to leave. So when I need to wind down, I love to play a few levels in Best Fiends. It's the 5-star rated mobile puzzle game that you can take with you everywhere. I love playing Best Fiends at night because it's such a great way to get Caroline to talk to me about her life, because I've learned if I act like I'm not paying 100% attention, then she tells me so much more. That is a free parenting tip. I am currently at level 612, which tells you how much I've been playing, and I feel so proud of myself. There's nothing as satisfying as clearing a level and feeling like I've accomplished something while I'm relaxing on my couch at the same time. Right now, I'm loving to play while I watch A Place to Call Home, and if you can say a game is your hobby, then Best Fiends is my hobby. It's such a great way to pass time when you're bored, when you're waiting on hold for the cable company. This weekend, when I was sitting in Best Buy, hoping that they could fix my computer, when I'm sitting in a doctor's office, or whenever I just need a quick brain break. Best Fiends is free to download, and when they say the fun never ends, that is not an exaggeration. There are 5,000 levels and counting, and I'm so glad because I'm going through them so fast. There's always another update on Best Fiends, whether it's more levels or fun changes to the game based on fan feedback. You can download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Okay, so you did not have quite as, I would say, a delightful, well, you've had a little bit of a time lately. You can explain it.
Listen, and I'm going to try to give y'all the shortest version of this, but okay. Next time, essentially, I'm going to call AT&T and see if I can get Juan to go with me to figure out my computer situation, because I thought today, so last week it became apparent, I can't remember if I said it on the podcast last week, but I was going to need to get a new computer. My trackpad had quit working. You know, y'all know I've needed it one for a long time. And so it was time. I was like, this is it. The time has come. So I started on Monday at the Apple store. I went in, I was ready to, I wanted to see if they could fix my old computer just enough so I could get all my stuff together. And then I was ready to buy a new one because I wanted the MacBook Air. They didn't have it. They couldn't get it in for like 2 weeks. I was like, that isn't going to work. But I was like, it's fine. So then I got home. So they kind of fixed my old one. I got home that night. It is like after about an hour, it quit working again. So I was like, okay, this is problematic. So I was like, I'm going to go on apple.com. I'm going to order a new one. Well, couldn't get it till like April 30th. So I was like, okay, there again, this is not going to work. So I thought, I'm just going to get it from Best Buy. I have a long, complicated history with Best Buy. Best Buy and I have been in a fight since September of 1997.
Okay. All right.
So
that's been a minute.
It's been a while, but I'm not one. I'm Sicilian, so I can hold a grudge. And the reason we are in a fight is because when Perry Schenkel and I got married, I received two toasters, and the toaster that I decided I wanted to return came from Best Buy. It clearly was from Best Buy. It had Best Buy labels all over it. It had Best Buy tape, whatever. And I went, and they told me they couldn't take back that toaster because they weren't sure that it was from their store.
Okay.
And I said, well, it's got Best Buy all over. So I've been mad at them ever since then. But I'm like, look, they've stayed in business all these years. They're still around. They had the computer I wanted. I ordered it online and I went into store pickup. So the first thing I learned is for them to do the data transfer in the store, you have to pay their Geek Squad. At the Apple store, it's free.
Right.
But no, it's not enough that I've bought this computer from you. Now I have to pay the Geek Squad. So the short version of this story is I went in three different times. They contacted me to tell me that my data transfer was complete. In the meantime, I've had to limp by with Perry's Samsung Google Chromebook. Which doesn't have any of my information. And then sometimes I would use Caroline's, but of course she's using hers a ton for school and stuff. And so three different times they told me it was ready and I went in to pick it up only to find out that it was not in fact ready. One time I brought it all the way home and then they called and said, sorry, we just realized we hadn't actually transferred any data.
No, that's not going to inspire confidence.
Really? No. And so Saturday, finally, so then I called on Thursday and I said, when can I get this? I have writing things due. I have stuff that I need to turn in. I'm trying to get Caroline's like graduation announcements together, but I needed the pictures off of my computer. You know, it's just all this stuff. And so they said, well, we're running, da, 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 da. It's going to blah, blah, blah. So finally Saturday, they were like, it's ready. So I was like, okay. So Saturday I went to go pick it up. I get there. They're like, well, why don't you turn it on and make sure? So I turn it on. And I immediately see, like, it doesn't say Melanie Schenkel. It doesn't say, it just says owner. And I'm like, that feels problematic. And so then I go to type in my password to get in and nothing. It's like not good. And so I said, okay. And so I looked at the guy and I said, look, this is the third time I've come in. And I said, and this is the third time this hasn't been ready. And I said, I use my computer for a living. And I said, I've been without it now for a week. And I said, I want my money back. It was that whole thing of, you know, I'm such a nine. So I always say that in my head, I'm saying I'm going to burn this place down. But then I'm like, oh, thank you very much.
Yes.
You know,
Yes. Thank you for letting me come back a third time.
Yes, I have nothing else to do but drive over here to Best Buy. So I'm in the middle, so I kind of do this whole thing. And I said, I get that you're human and mistakes happen. And I said, but this is beyond frustrating, and I'm going to need to talk to a manager. Well, about that time, I hear this voice say, is that Melanie?
Okay.
And I look, and it's my friend Meredith from college. She was one of my college roommates. It's her mom, who lives in Dallas, who's at the San Antonio Best Buy, which what are the odds of that, first of all?
Right.
Second of all, her mom is one of the loveliest people you'll ever meet. Like, sure. So gracious. And any other time I would be, but I was like, so now I have to pivot between, I want to burn Best Buy down to, I have to be polite and cordial.
Right.
And I am excited to see, you know, Chris, but I'm also so mad. And this is like a real weird, which she understood. And it turns out she was there on vacation. She was trying to get her phone fixed, which side note, Best Buy also could not fix her phone.
Okay.
So anyway, all that to say, I said, there's a problem. And they said, okay, let us go back and see, blah, blah, blah. So they disappear for like 15 minutes in which I was texting you. And they disappear for 15 minutes and they come back. And miraculously, now my data is supposedly on my computer.
Supposedly.
Supposedly. But this is what I was just telling you. And you know, this is like when I turn it on, it still says owner. So my password works. And they're like, oh, we just put owner on everybody's, which I'm like, really? Because before it said Melanie's MacBook. So it feels like if you really transferred all my stuff the way you should have. So I think they did some like quick and dirty transfer because they knew that I was about to lose my mind. So anyway, all that to say, I'm never buying a new computer again. So I hope this one is really good because it's going to need to last me for the rest of my life.
Was there a point at any time did you feel like if you could have talked long enough to them, you would have started to cry?
I got teary. Like there was where I was so frustrated where I felt tears and I was like, this is not a normal reaction.
Right. And this is a nine, right? Because we don't know what to do with anger.
Yes.
So we just cry. Like,
And I was so frustrated by that point because it's the whole thing of, I don't want to not be polite and I want to be gracious and I want to say it's all fine, but it's not all fine.
Right.
And so I was like, I just need my stuff. And so then I was like asking him about my documents because I have like all the talks that I give and like all my books are like in Word documents, which I don't use Word anymore. But I was like, I still need to know that I can access them. And I was like, so those aren't showing up in my documents. And he was like, well, that's because they're all in the cloud. And I'm like, okay, but they weren't in the cloud before. So why are they in the cloud now? Like it just, and I don't know enough to know how mad I needed to be, but I just knew that it wasn't right.
Right. I think what they did was they just went to your old computer and put everything on your old computer in the cloud. Mm-hmm. And as soon as that was synced up, they were like, and you're done. That's my personal theory. Mm-hmm. Not being a computer programmer, I'm just saying, I think that's what happened.
No, I think so too, because when I had asked the guy at the Apple store, when I thought I was buying there, I said, now I have Microsoft Office on my old computer, but I don't really need it. And he said, well, when we do the transfer, we just transfer everything. And he said, so you're going to get Microsoft Office, it's going to show up on the new one, and then you can just get what you need out of it and delete it off.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like I already knew that's the way this was going to go down,
mm-hmm.
but it didn't at Best Buy.
Mm.
And so I just was not happy with the whole. Now, I love the new computer. It's great. It's fast. It's quick. The screen, the color, everything is great. But it was just such a frustrating process. And I hate that whole, I hate technology. Like, I hate dealing with it. And so it was so frustrating. And so they still have my old computer because supposedly it had like a virus or something on it. So I've got to, at some point, I'm going to have to go back and pick that up. But I really did say at one point, I said, if you can't figure this out, what I would like to do is just return this new computer and I'm just going to take my old computer back and I'm going to go over to the Apple store.
Right.
And they were like, no, it's all whatever. We're going to go. And here's the problem. They're like, let me go talk to my manager. Well, the manager comes out and I'm like, well, he just got a lunch break from 10th grade. And so I don't feel good about this. So basically, I've just become an old lady screaming, get off my lawn, is what happened at Best Buy. But,
well, anyway, hopefully the Genius Bar can help you sort it all out at some point.
And I did I bought my Apple Care and all that stuff, you know. And so hopefully, I'm just going to plan on going there and letting them kind of make sure I have everything I need and all that stuff. And I haven't looked for anything. Like all my talks and stuff are there, they're just in the cloud now. And the cloud to me is kind of a cousin of, we have a lot of faith in the cloud.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we all trust in the cloud a lot. And I'm like, how do we know that the cloud continues to exist?
I know. What if the cloud goes away? I mean, I don't know. You know, I put a lot of trust now in, after my whole spilling crystal light on the computer, I feel like I put a lot of trust in the Google products. But same deal. Like, that's a lot of trust, Google, that I've put in you. So
yeah. It feels well. And so last night, what I went and did, I did an overnight, because, you know, you can use Amazon Photos to store all your photos. If you have Amazon Prime, it's free. You have unlimited photo storage. And so I'm in the process of moving all my photos to Amazon, because I thought, I'm just going to get on every possible cloud I can.
They can't crash at once, can they?
So if one goes down, and if they all crash at once, then it's probably the apocalypse and end of the world anyway. And I won't care that I don't have Caroline's kindergarten pictures. Right. But for now. So anyway, so that was, I had to deal with that this weekend.
Well, I'm very sorry.
Oh, it's fine. It's all part of it. But I'm sure my podcasting sounds better than ever though on this new computer.
No doubt. So, the quality is just going to be exceptional.
Yeah, just crystal clear.
Crystal clear.
Hey, y'all. Taking a quick break to tell you about FabFitFun. It is no secret to y'all that I love products. I love trying new products. I love sampling new products. I love discovering new things. And I love getting a little bit of happy delivered right to my doorstep, which is why I love FabFitFun. Recently, a friend had asked me about subscription boxes and if I thought they were worth it. And to me, FabFitFun is truly the best investment for the quality of products you receive. I can't tell you how many times I've received a full-size product that's really worth what you pay for the whole box. Now that spring is in sight, and here, we feel like life is getting back to normal, which I'm so excited about. I can't wait to spend time with friends, to be able to get out in the fresh air, and just to live life. I keep saying maybe I'm even going to finally achieve my goal of a couch to 5K, although that may be a little ambitious. But this goes in line with FabFitFun's spring box that's centered around the theme Grow Forth, which is supporting self-care and self-growth in the new season ahead, because life has been hard, y'all, for the last year, and we need to take care of ourselves. FabFitFun is passionate about showcasing amazing women. In fact, there are over 20 female-founded brands in the new spring box. You can choose from a wide variety of products when you order, and you get all these seasonal must-haves without having to leave home. I love my new Summer and Rose cozy short robe that I got along with this Laura Geller eyeshadow palette. I love the Tula Skincare Under Eye Cooling Balm, especially now that the weather is heating up. It's a product that I love, and I basically got a new one for free thanks to my FabFitFun subscription. I love that I get to try a ton of different products for what the price of one is normally. I've found everything from a new perfume I love, to a MAC lipstick that I can't live without now, to a blanket that is on full-time rotation at our house. I carry it around all the time. There are so many products that I've discovered through FabFitFun that are now a part of my daily routine, which is why I love it. You can order your spring box today. Sign up now and you can get amazing products like the darling Alice and Olivia Daisy Print Duffel Bag, which is perfect for summer trips, or a Tech Candy UV sanitizer for your phone when you customize. Use the coupon code BIGBOO for $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com. Again, that's coupon code BIGBOO for $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com.
Well, I did something this past weekend that I don't normally do, and I think you'll appreciate this. Uh-huh. I, for some reason, woke up at an obscene hour Saturday morning and could not get back to sleep. And I have really decided that somewhere between 2:30 and 3:30 is really when the devil says, this is a good time to get her worrying. Like, this is a, you know. And so I couldn't get back to sleep. I got up and was kind of looking through Instagram, and I saw a half-baked harvest recipe that I was like, oh, that looks delicious. Anyway, I drank some coffee, and then I got back in the bed at, like, I don't know, 4:30, and slept until 8 or whatever. But when I woke up, I was like, I still want to make that recipe. And I don't really like to bake, but something about this sounded so delicious to me. They're lemon key lime bars. So it's kind of like a key lime pie, but it also has lemon in it, but it's a bar dessert. Mm. So you don't have to be super precise, which is my kind of dessert.
Yes.
If you just can just mash the crust in something, you know, it doesn't have to be some artisanal sculpting situation.
Yeah.
let me tell you what, it is so delicious. And it was really pretty easy. I had gotten a bag of limes from Costco, and that was one reason why I wanted to make it, because I was like, I'll never use all these limes unless I find a very lime-centric recipe.
Yes.
And it was really good. So I highly recommend it if you like a citrusy, tart dessert. It's delicious. And the crust, let me tell you about this crust.
What?
You make the crust out of Ritz crackers and butter and brown sugar.
Yum. That sounds delicious. Mm-hmm.
And then you mash it down and you bake it, and then the filling comes together real easily. And then you bake it, and then you do some whipped cream and you put it on the top. It's really good.
Oh, that sounds so good. I'm looking at it right now, because I think I'm going to make those this week, because Perry loves like a key lime pie kind of thing. He would really be excited about this.
Yeah. My friend Stephanie really loves a key lime pie. And so I took it, I cut a piece for her this morning and took it to school today. And she was in heaven, because it's just tart, but that crust is sweet. And then the texture of that whipped cream is really good. So
That sounds really good.
And it's easy, which I'm a big fan of that. Oh, there she is. Every time.
I know. I have to tell you that my friend Height came in yesterday.
Yes.
But he apparently listened to three of our podcasts between Dallas and San Antonio. And
so
the first thing he said, I have so many questions.
Okay.
He said, I have so many questions. First of all, he wanted to correct me on the spring break episode, because he said that I said Jen was the thing that linked all of us together. And he said that was in fact not true, because he and Gully met independently of Jen their freshman year, before their freshman year. So, and they would say, because he said, I would see Gully on campus and she'd say, hey.
Does that mean that Height is the one who links all of you together?
Height does. I mean, I will say he does, but Jen is how I met Height.
Right.
But he is a link. It's he and Jen somewhere, which makes sense, because they're the two most outgoing people that you would ever meet.
Right.
But I went to a wine tasting. Height was in town for a wine tasting, because he sells Scout and Cellar wine. And
right.
So Gully and I went to his wine tasting last night, and I do have to say it was delicious.
Okay.
But he came in, and so that was super fun. But I did laugh, because he said, I have so many questions about the podcast. And he said, and there was one you were talking. He said, and Hazel started barking. Like, it's so funny to me to hear him.
Right.
Like somebody that I know and love, like reference all. He's like, Hazel started barking, and then so y'all had to quit talking. But I wanted to know more about .. But I was real tickled at him listening to the Big Boo cast.
I'm so happy that he listened.
Yeah. He said he really had wished that he could take notes, because there were a lot of things he had questions over. He also wanted to know, he said, I had just ordered new pillows, and then y'all talked about that pillow, and now I want to get that pillow. And he said, but what I need to know is, do y'all have a good duvet insert that you recommend? And I said, I don't. I said, I haven't done that.
No, I don't either. No.
Yeah.
You know what I do? I go to Home Goods every 2 years and buy a new hotel collection comforter. Mm-hmm. And then the old one just becomes cover to snuggle up with when you're like on the couch or something.
Okay. See, that's a good, and I told him, I said, the last one I bought, I said, was like a Martha Stewart one from Macy's that was on sale. And I said, and I bought it because it was on sale. I said, it's been great, but I don't know that I like endorse it over others.
Sure.
It's just, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I did think last time I bought a comforter, I did think about moving to the duvet thing, but I had a duvet. I had a country store, like duvet, and then is that what it's called? Country store? No, that's not what it was called. What's the bed place? I don't know. Some bed company store. I had a company country store.
Had a country store. That's, well, it's where Brian Chalmers sometimes does pop up concerts at the country store.
They sell peanuts and bedding.
And little devotionals with roses on the front.
Right, on a rack. Uh-huh. So anyway, I had a company store duvet and a company store duvet cover that was so soft and so comfortable. This is when we slept on a queen bed. But I'm going to tell you, I grew so weary of wrestling with that duvet and that duvet cover, trying to get it in there, like trying to get, you know, like I just, so when we switched to a king bed, I was like, you know what, we're going to roll with the finest linens that I can purchase at Home Goods. And so that's what I've always done.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I use a duvet, and that's, but
mine is old. I've had it forever. I like it. I don't want to replace it because it's like the perfect weight. I have heard that Boll & Branch makes a phenomenal one. Like people talk rave about theirs, but it's pricey. And I couldn't remember. See, I'm like you because I couldn't remember the name. I said, there's some company named
Sticks and Stones.
Rocks and Pebbles makes a great one. And so maybe you want to try that one, but I could not remember the name. So now I feel like I need to text him and tell him about theirs because I've heard that it's really good, but it's expensive. But I've been hoping, I really wish Boll & Branch would want to sponsor the Big Boo Cast because I really am wanting to try their linens. But so anyway, if you're out there from Boll & Branch, just know we'd love to have a discount code.
We would. We would love it. We would love to try your product. We'd be delighted.
Yeah. We'd be super excited. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that was that.
Hey, it's me, here to talk about KiwiCo. It's so funny to me how the things from childhood shape who we become. I've seen that so much in myself because I love to write from the time I was in fourth grade and a teacher had me write a story that made the whole class laugh. And I always think that my love of beauty and fashion products comes from the hours I spent in my grandmother's bathroom looking through her closet and all of her jewelry and all of her makeup. And I see that so much in Caroline, where she's always loved to be outside and to be in the dirt and to build things with her own hands. And that just grows. And I love that KiwiCo believes in the power of kids and that the small lessons that they have when they're growing up mean big world-changing ideas tomorrow. So they do what they can to kickstart their curiosity and their creation and innovation in kids right here, right now, which is so good to give our kids these hands-on projects in a world that can be so technology-driven. With a KiwiCo subscription, your child gets a new crate full of fun science and art projects every month. For trailblazing toddlers to even more experienced older explorers and every stage in between. We recently got a kit to make an electric pencil sharpener, and it's so cool to be able to build something and see how it works and how does it all go together. Caroline's always loved to do that. She clearly gets it from her dad. And so it's fun to have these projects that requires assembling things and making something work from nothing, from a kit. Your child can get super cool hands-on science, art, and geography projects delivered to their door every single month. KiwiCo takes exploration to new heights, from sailing the solar system to playing pinball to conducting colorful chemistry experiments and so much more. And unboxing a crate is just as fun as receiving it because it's bright, it's colorful, and everything your child needs to get started is in the kit. You can encourage your children to be innovators and creative thinkers, and they won't believe what they can build and accomplish with KiwiCo. There's different crates for kids of all ages, so there really is something for every kid on your list. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. You can get 30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code BIGBOO at KiwiCo.com. That's 30% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code BIGBOO.
Now, you had talked about cooking, and I sent you this recipe last week, so... The weekend before last, we had gone to our friend's ranch for a crawfish boil.
Yes.
But one of the things that William makes, because he's a great, he always knows the best snacks and makes great little new things, but he made this cucumber avocado salsa.
Sounds so good.
I couldn't quit eating like the whole weekend. It was like the only thing I really cared about. And I'm going to tell you, like, he cooked lobster for us one night. We had crawfish. But I was like, I just need more of that cucumber avocado salsa. And he sent me the recipe and I made it, I guess, Friday. And we'll post it in the show notes. I'm telling you, it's my new favorite thing for summer.
Okay.
It's amazing. It's so fresh. And it makes a ton, like the actual bread, like I halved it and I still made, I think it was like, mason jars full.
How many mason jars full you cut out?
Four.
Oh, wow.
Like four, you know, like the normal size ones, not the huge ones, but yeah. That's a lot of salsa. And that was half the recipe. But I sent it to Retha and she made it and she texted me and said, all my neighbors said to tell you, thank you for the salsa recipe. It's so
good. Sounds delicious.
Yeah. It's just real fresh and light and it's a green salsa. And because it's made out of cucumbers and tomatillos, I feel like it's almost like health food.
Sure.
And it has chunks of avocado in it. So it only stays good for about a week in the fridge because you do put chunks of avocado in it. But okay. It's got enough lime in it that the avocado does not turn green.
Or brown.
That's what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. Yes. But it's delicious is what I'm going to tell you.
Okay. I'm going to make it.
Yeah, you'll love it. So we'll put the recipe, but I just wanted to share.
I love a good salsa.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's hard to beat.
When I couldn't sleep, or when I woke up, I guess that was Saturday morning, and I was just reading and, you know, looking at recipes and whatnot, I ran across an article, an InStyle article, which anytime I mention InStyle, it always takes me back to our very first podcast episode.
On page 72.
There's some pants I like on page 89. Mm-hmm. But it was there. I was reading on my Apple News app. So it's the May issue. I don't know if it's on newsstands now. I don't even know if we talk about newsstands anymore. But no. They had an article called it's the best beauty buys of 2021. And I just wanted to say, I was very pleased to see some of our favorite things on there, because they mentioned the Brow Wiz that we like was one of the things. They picked Revitalash as the best eyelash enhancer. Mm-hmm. And they had your Maybelline, that Superstay ink crayon that you like, was on there.
Oh, listen, I wear it every day. That's what I put on every single day.
Mm-hmm. So, but I did, one thing that I want to try after reading that list is the Laura Mercier finishing powder. I've gotten away from a loose powder because I just have places now around my eyes, especially where it can get caught if I'm not really diligent. Yes. But the raves about that stuff, I'm curious about it.
So do you put it on over a foundation, or do you wear it by itself, or how does that work?
Well, here's what I think. I put it on every day. I put on concealer under my eyes. Uh-huh. And then I put on that Hourglass. It's a hyaluronic. It's kind of like a CC cream, like a tinted moisturizer somewhere in there. It's kind of light. Mm-hmm. And then I would put powder on over that. Now, some people wait and put their powder on after they have all their makeup on, and they put it on like to set. Yeah. But I don't like that coating of powder over everything at the top. I like to put powder on and let it settle as I am putting on like my blush, my eyeshadow, doing my eyebrows, all that. So, but I do like a powder, but a light powder. I don't like a cakey powder. I now feel like I'm in Martha Hudson territory. Yeah. I don't like a powdery powder. I don't really like a cakey powder, but I do like just a loose something to make everything feel like it's set. Yes. And to feel, I always prefer, I don't like to look dewy. I know I probably should, but I'm not a fan of the dewy thing. I was programmed against it somehow, I think. So,
okay. I like the dewy. Now, somebody sent me, and she said she highly recommended this for a more mature woman. Mm-hmm. But it's the L'Oreal, and I haven't tried it yet, but I took a screenshot of it. It's the L'Oreal, and it's Infallible. They're 24-hour freshwear foundation in a powder.
Hmm.
And it says it's full matte coverage. So anyway, I had put that on my list that next time I was in a drugstore and or a Target or somewhere that I was going to maybe pick that up and try it, because I was intrigued. Yeah.
That is intriguing. I like for my cheeks to have a little dewiness kind of, but like, I don't like for my chin, my nose. I just don't like for my, I guess really my T-zone to be shiny at all.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, that I get that. That makes sense.
So I don't mind. And I like for my skin to show through whatever I'm wearing. You know, I don't want it to look like that. There were some girls I was talking to who went to prom this past weekend and had gotten their makeup done. And I was like, how did it feel after you got it done? Because, you know, sometimes if you get your makeup done, you feel like when you smile, it's going to crack.
Yes. Yes.
So I don't like to feel my makeup at all. So that's why that Laura Mercier powder was intriguing to me, because it seems like it's a very light but effective powder. Although I love that Jouer, however you pronounce it. I still like that powder a lot. I'm still using it after I bought it last spring. So.
Oh, okay. Well, and that's always my, you know, I had a great Aunt Fina who wore a lot of real heavy powder, and her face, you know, as she get older, I think as I get older, I'm always afraid. I don't want anything that looks dry. Cause I remember even as a child that her face looked so dry to me,
Fina.
Like it looked so Fina, Aunt Fina, you know, she ended every word with a T.
Right. I remember.
It looked real dry. Her face was real. And it just always looked like it was about to crack, because she had so much, and it was such a thick layer of powder, and like she always smelled of powder because she wore so much. Now, she also wore a hot pink rouge, like that was very pronounced. So not that she was anybody's, you know, goal, but I'm just saying, like, as I get older, I'm very aware of, like, I'd rather you see my skin, even if it doesn't look as good, than to see a bunch of makeup.
Right. I'm the same. I don't like a whole bunch of makeup, but I do like something that will keep me from looking like I could, you could, you know, like direct traffic from my face.
Yes.
So
yes.
Ideally, you know.
Yes. Yes. You don't want you don't want the Lord's face to shine upon you to that extent.
No,
you don't
want
to be
really
shiny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, it's me taking a quick break to tell y'all about Ana Luisa. Ana Luisa creates sustainably crafted jewelry pieces that bring joy to those who wear them and to those who make them, with the conviction that luxury can be enjoyed without excess. Ana Luisa makes long-lasting pieces crafted with care from the best noble metals with a 365-day warranty. That's A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A. Ana Luisa pieces are such a fantastic gift for yourself, for your mom, and the ones that you love. And the prices start at just $39, y'all, $39. So it's not only beautiful, but it's affordable. Plus, there's a Mother's Day sale going on right now, and you can get 15% off site-wide. Now, the last day to guarantee shipping before Mother's Day, you need to order by May 5th. But Ana Luisa jewelry is such a great gift choice. I cannot tell you, for the women in your life, because it's dainty, it's chic, it's timeless, it's ethically crafted, it's affordable, it's long-lasting, and there really is a style or a piece for every woman in your life. I got the willow layered necklace a few months ago, and it has become a piece I wear every single day. I'd really been wanting like a dainty, classic layered necklace, and this one was exactly what I'd been looking for. The quality is unbelievable. It still looks brand new. I wear it when I shower. I wear it while I work out. I get compliments on it all the time. It's exactly what I wanted. They also have this precious mama pendant necklace, which to me would be such a great gift for the young moms in your life. That day has probably passed for me, but it's super cute. And Caroline and I both love their selection of huggy earrings. I love huggy earrings right now because they're so trendy. They're easy to wear every day. You forget that you have them on. Caroline loves these ones called Celeste that have a little star hanging on one and a moon on the other. They're super cute. And I love the ones called Suzanne just because they're classic and timeless and I can wear them with everything. I love them so much. But the truth is that all the pieces at Ana Luisa are so classic. They're so well made. They're so timeless that there really is a piece for every woman in your life, and you can't beat the quality or the prices. That's A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A. And you can get 15% off right now all the products, and prices start at just $39. You can go to AnaLuisa.com/BigBooMD and go treat yourself and your loved ones and use our code BigBooMD to get 15% off. I absolutely recommend them. They're a great brand making beautiful, sustainable jewelry. Again, that's AnaLuisa.com/BigBooMD. Again, that's AnaLuisa.com/BigBooMD. Our code is BigBooMD. Thanks, Ana Luisa, for sponsoring the Big Boo Cast.
Well, I finished, I guess, last week when we talked to Annie Downs, who is on this week's final five questions episode.
Yes.
When we talked to Annie, Annie and I got off on a sidebar that you were very tolerant of, but maybe not as interested as we were. We were talking about cooking shows because Annie and I both love cooking shows. I'll listen, if you've got some sort of cooking situation and there is a timer and you have a limited amount of time to make something that is beautiful and delicious, I'm all in. I'll watch it nine times out of 10. So Annie mentioned the show on the five questions episode called Final Table that's on Netflix. And I watched one, really like a night or two after we talked to her, and then I got sidetracked with other stuff. Well, I have finished the Final Table series, and I don't know that it's for you, Melanie. I don't know, but here's what I'm going to tell you. Shows where there is such an exaggerated reverence for food and ingredients kind of, it tickles me in a way. And so part of the premise of Final Table is every week it's a different country, and there are three foodies from that country who judge the first part of the competition. And then whatever teams are in the bottom three have to do a cook-off with an ingredient that the chef from that country chooses.
Oh, okay.
So I know those are sort of involved rules, but that's sort of kind of like bamboozled. But that's how it works. But let me tell you, if I had doubted at all whether or not you would like this show, or if I had questioned that there was a possibility, if I had even considered the possibility that you would like it, it was settled when they would announce the ingredient that you had to use in the cook-off, because you've never heard such a reveal in your life. So it was like, chef, what ingredient have you chosen? And they didn't call it like for final death or anything like that, yeah. But what ingredient have you chosen for tonight's elimination round or cook-off or whatever they called it? And it would be some big like unveiling, and then they would scream, the egg, or my favorite was the artichoke. And everybody would applaud. Oh. It was a lot of emotion directed at one food. It was so over the top. I mean, it was so over the top. And I could watch it all again right now. I mean, just good grief, the delight. You know, the chicken. Just, you would hate it. But it was right up my alley. There's a new season of Top Chef right now, too. That's right up my alley. But anyway, okay. I did watch Final Table. All that to say, the five questions thing, this was the final one. I thought we had a delightful time.
I loved it. I thought it was so fun. And I thought there were so many, every conversation, I was worried it would be repetitive, but like every conversation was so good.
It's so different.
Yeah. And so different. Yeah. I really, really loved it. In fact, Hike told me last night that Erin Moon, he said, I'm going to start following her on Instagram. He said, I really enjoyed her. And, you know, he's from Pampa, so he appreciates her, all her Texas pride and references, because they grew up in the same area of Texas. And so, yeah, I think it was really, I loved it.
Now, a couple of people have emailed me. So many of y'all have emailed me, really.
Not
a couple
many people
of people
are asking.
Have said, so is the format of the podcast changing? No, we're still going to do this pile of random every week. Yeah. We just did the five questions because it was something we don't normally do. It was a good chance to kind of try that format, thinking that we might want to do something similar down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Not until Caroline Schenkel has graduated from high school. I mean, it wouldn't be until the fall probably that we.
Yeah. You've got to wrap up work too. You've got a lot going on too.
Yeah. It was a challenge in terms that was a, you know, to find time to record and edit and all that kind of stuff. But ultimately, it was so fun to do. So we don't know that it will be five questions every time, but I think we wouldn't mind doing some 6-week series from time to time on Mondays.
For sure. Yeah.
So if anybody has any ideas, anything you'd like to hear us, anyone you'd like to hear us talk to, any big idea you would like for us to dig into, just let us know.
Yeah. Yeah. We're open to suggestions. I have some people that I wish that we could talk to.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that would be a fun thing to do from time to time.
I agree. So thank you all for listening.
Yeah.
And that was one reason why it was so fun, is because y'all's responses were fun. So we appreciate that.
Yeah, it was super fun. Okay, so it's your week for five favorites.
It is my week for five favorites. I'm trying to decide. I don't think there's a theme to these, but I will proceed with my first one, which I think is just really more than anything indicative of how tired I was of the cold.
Yes.
But my first thing is spring lipstick. I have so enjoyed getting back into my pinks,
mm-hmm.
and I have a couple of pinks that I am really enjoying right now. One is that's brighter. And one that's a little bit more muted. The one that's brighter is a Thrive Cosmetics lipstick. It's called Emmy.
Uh-huh,
and
okay.
It's kind of a bright plum mauve. And then the other one that I'm loving right now that's a little more muted, a little more nude, is an Urban Decay Matte Comfort. And the shade is called Back Talk, which feels right.
Okay. Yeah, so, I like that.
So I'm loving spring lipstick. Mm-hmm. The second thing is, I read an article one night last week. I was in bed reading an article. It was another InStyle article. And it was saying that cargo pants are back. Now.
Oh.
Did you?
Oh. Okay. No, listen. I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in.
Okay. Well, I used to love cargo pants back in my early married days. The cargo pants were big back then. And there was a gap in Baton Rouge that was right by LSU. And I could go get a lovely pair of cargo pants for upwards of $4.99 if they hit the sale rack. And so, but I just, you know, I like a slouchier, baggier pair of pants sometimes. It's kind of fun. Yeah. And so they had a pair of pants in that article. And I was like, oh, I must find them. I need to find them. And they're, the brand is BP, which is a Nordstrom brand.
Yes, I'm familiar.
And these cargo pants, y'all, I think are so cute. Now, they're a lot. It's a lot of look. But they're a pink and kind of orange. And then there's kind of an oatmeal color. But a camo. But it's so springy. Oh. They're 100% cotton. They're a little, they're not wide-legged, but they have more of a wide leg than a straight leg. And I'm so excited about them. They're okay. They're out
they're
for
super
delivery.
Cute.
Aren't they cute?
Yeah, they're really cute. Yeah, I like them a lot. Yeah, they're really cute.
They're $49. They come in all sizes. They would be, they, and I think in the Nordstrom, well, the thing in Nordstrom, somebody's wearing a gray crop top with, that's not going to be how I wear them, but you could wear really, I mean, just a white t-shirt would be so cute with them, or you could do, you know, gold sandals. I don't know. The possibilities are limitless, but they're a great pair of spring pants, I think.
Okay. I love that. I love a good pair of spring pants. You know, which ones I've been wearing, which are kind of cargo-ish. Remember when I was with you, I think it was last summer, and I bought a pair of kind of like tan brownie ones from Anthropologie that had embroidery up the leg.
I do remember that.
Yeah, I've worn those just this past week. They're a really good lightweight. I like them because they're a good lightweight pant option.
Yeah, that's what I was excited about. Well, one reason why I was excited about these is because they're 100% cotton, so they're thin, and it's hard to find good thin pants, you know, that have some shape and some style to them. So I think they're really cute. The third thing, I've already mentioned it like three times in this episode, I feel like, but the third thing is my Apple News app. I like to read the news. I've talked about that a lot. I do better when I read the news as opposed to watching the news.
Yes.
But I like all kinds of news. I don't just need world events. I also like a little bit of celebrity news. I like some home and decorative news. I like all kinds of stories.
Celebrity news.
Yes. And I really like the Apple News app because it comes from all kinds of sources. Do you remember one time we were at one of Beth Moore's events and she was saying how you shouldn't just get, you shouldn't be under a teaching of just one Bible teacher like you should.
Yes, yes.
I feel that way about news. I think you should read all kinds and hear from all kinds of sources. And so that's why I like the Apple News app is because it curates news from all kinds of sources. I like it for because I get a mix of the, you know, current event stuff you try to keep up with, but also the fluffier stuff, which is a relief sometimes. So it's right there on most of our phones, and I think it's great. The fourth thing is that one day last week, I kept thinking, I need to go to Costco. But it felt like, and Costco's not super far from here. I don't know, but sometimes it just feels like it's really far, you know, like it's a couple of exits down and traffic and I don't know, but I just really needed some things. And so I was sitting at work and I thought, I wonder if Instacart will deliver Costco to my house.
Oh,
I'm here to tell you that it would, it did, it has.
Okay. I had no idea.
I'm just going to say, I'm not a person who delights in like a big Costco run. You know, if I'm going on a trip, sometimes it's fine, but like just because I need toilet paper and, you know, peanut butter and that kind of stuff. So it was $5.99 was the delivery charge for them to bring me my Costco items plus you tip. But you know what I would have done that day is I would have handed anybody who was willing to go to Costco for me a $20 bill and said, thank you. You know? Anyway, I don't know if it's available in all areas, but if you have Instacart, you might want to check it out because I just, it felt like such a relief that day that somebody would bring the Costco to my house.
Okay. That feels, because I zero times want to go to Costco. Plus we don't have one close by. So that also limits me in my desire to go.
It's a little bit of a commitment. And I love the things Costco has to offer. But I didn't realize that Instacart and Costco were connected. So there you have it. Okay. And then the last thing is, last Saturday, I got pulled into a Discovery Plus preview on Food Network. And what I realized is that we have Verizon for our phones, and that on Verizon right now, you get 6 months of Discovery Plus for free.
Oh, okay.
But it's only $5.99 a month if you don't. But listen, it's delightful. It is just the kind of television I like to watch when I have some time to myself. There's such good shows, like the whole Magnolia Network thing that's starting soon. They previewed a few of those, and it was great, and it was beautiful, and it was relaxing. And so Discovery Plus is my fifth favorite thing for the week.
Okay, that's so good to know. Well, and you know, now because we have Roku, we're all about different streaming services because we can get them on our big TV.
And I feel like 6 months for free is a good indicator of whether I'll get to see how much do we use it? How much do we really watch it? You kind of can gauge, you know, if it's going to get worked into your TV routine or not.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I think Joanna Gaines's new cooking show is just charming. She's so easy to watch and feels so like, I don't know, just like anybody would feel in the kitchen. But so I just really liked it. And so
okay,
and you know how I feel about Hometown, and it's on there, and I don't know, I just think it's great.
Okay, well, that's so good. Well, I have not watched anything because I'm still plowing through all six seasons of A Place to Call Home on Acorn TV. So I can't quit watching my Australian family.
Good for
you. And so I know, but at some point I'm almost finished, and then I'm going to have to, then I can rediscover the rest of the world, the rest of the television world.
All righty. Well, y'all, all right, we won't be back on Monday with another five questions because
we're done,
but for now, but we will be back next week with,
yes, we will.
Who knows what, but we'll be here.
Who knows what's going to happen? Hopefully my computer will still be working by then.
Hopefully so, owner. That's right.
Yeah, owner, owner. Maybe I can get it to say Melanie by then. Because now even when I pull up on Find My Thing, it's like owner's computer. And I'm like, what is going on?
We got to get this computer.
Mm-hmm. I got to get that fixed.
I'm going to go ask David about that right now.
Oh, good. Okay, you can report back.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, everybody, thanks for listening. And we will talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.